Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Hey, what's up, my brother? And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 20. And I want to thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I truly do appreciate it. And I'm your host, Funk Roberts, if you don't know. And my mission is to help men all over the world in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond get in the best shape of their lives through mindset training, recovery and sleep strategies, nutrition, workouts, boosting their testosterone, and again, getting in the best shape they can be, in the best health they can be. And on today's episode, I'm super, super excited because this is a special episode. This is an episode that is, you know, this is for everybody, whether you're, you know, a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a teenager, whatever, wherever you are in life, you will get something out of this episode, whether you're an athlete, a fighter. This is dedicated to everybody. And I'm excited because I've got my girl Angelina from Blessed Edibles on today. And you know, we actually recorded this months ago. Probably, you know, right now as I'm doing this, it's April, and I think we did this in November, so it was a while ago. But I just kind of kept this shelved for a bit because the information will never get old, and you know, I've evolved from that time. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about cannabis. We're going to talk about CBD. We're going to talk about edibles. We're going to get the whole gamut behind weed, behind, you know, medical marijuana, behind all of that, and how it's been helping people all over the world, helping men, women, fighters, men over 40, helping myself, my wife, my family members, you know, with inflammation and anxiety and sleep and depression and joint pain and so many other amazing, you know, benefits from taking CBD, and also all of the other, you know, edibles and benefits that cannabis can bring. You know, living in Toronto, Canada, marijuana is legal here. And it's so funny because I knew this wasn't going to happen, but everyone, you know, all the people who were against legalizing marijuana were like, oh, people are going to be walking down the street smoking and it's going to stink and whatever. It has been months. I mean months. And I have yet to see anyone be smoking in public anywhere in Toronto. And I'm out there. Like I take the public transit, so I'm out there. It's not like I'm driving anywhere. I haven't seen one person, literally. I don't ever, like, so far, never. So it's something that, you know, I think people who are smokers will keep in. But this is more about, you know, I've never, and you'll hear this, I've never been a smoker. You know, I never smoked marijuana. I never smoked weed. In fact, my friends used to make sure that, like, if we were amongst people and they started smoking weed, they'd be like, do not pass this over to Funk. Do not give him this joint because he's going to mess it up. He's going to waste it. He's going to make it soaky wet, because I just was never a smoker. I never smoked and I never smoked weed. So I was very, I didn't really know. I wasn't in that culture, right? And then I just, you know, then being in, you know, martial arts and, you know, Muay Thai, you know, people would be like in jiu-jitsu and all the MMA. People are like, jiu-jitsu guys usually, you know, smoke before they roll, and they have these great, you know, rolling sessions. And I could just never figure that out. You know, I had a couple guys who I played volleyball with who used to smoke before training, before games, and they would destroy. They were amazing. Like it was amazing. I just didn't know how they could do that, but you know, that's that. So I'm really excited to have Angelina from Blessed Edibles. You know, just before, if I missed out, her website is www.blessededibles.com. CBDCBDCBD.com. She's amazing. She's close to the family too, you know, to my wife and myself. She's a fighter, Muay Thai fighter. She's amazing. And, you know, her company is really legit. You know, she's got a legit company and, you know, she's got a great, her philosophy around, you know, cannabis and using it to treat yourself, to treat your mind, to treat your body, to treat your soul is absolutely amazing. And I love it. And that being said, one of the things that prompted me was, you know, after we got on this call, I started to do a lot more research on CBD and CBD oil and how I can what I can do to help people. And as you guys know, I had a supplement company and I've relaunched and rebranded the supplement company, Funk Supplements. And, you know, we still have our Lean Pro 30, which I promote. And, you know, we've got our, you know, our fat burner and testosterone booster. And now we have a CBD oil. And, you know, I knew that there's so many companies out there, not so many companies, but there's a lot of Here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there, including us, my wife and I, who were like, okay, we want to start taking CBD, hemp oil, but we don't know who to get it from. We don't know where to get it from. We don't know what's going on because this is new to the market. So I'm thinking, okay, well, there's not just me in this category. There's a lot of people who want to try this, who want to try it on themselves, want to try it with their family, want to try it with someone who's sick maybe in their family or what have you, because CBD has so many incredible benefits. And it's been one of the most studied, I guess, supplements or most studied things so far in the last few years. There's so many studies that have been done, research and studies behind CBD and you know, behind cannabinoids and cannabis and all of that. So, and all of the benefits of using it. So a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, that's just new. We don't have any studies, man. There's so many studies out there, so many studies. So, it's not even like it's new and it's not backed by anything. It's actually backed by a lot of research and studies out there. You can do a lot on your own. A lot of clinical studies have been shown, with people using CBD, you know, treating insomnia, treating, chronic pain. If you have inflammation, like, you know, specifically for fighters or for us as we get older, especially in the joints, it reduces inflammation. It reduces anxiety and depression. So a lot of people who are anxious, man, if you start taking CBD, there's stuff in the cannabinoid that will help with that. Reduces oxidative stress. So if you have a lot of oxidative stress, you know, cannabinoids can reduce all that the levels of oxidative stress in your peripheral organs and in the brain. It promotes heart health. So, you know, again, as we get older, we want to focus on heart, and CBD is shown in studies to reduce artery blockage and protect against artery damage and improve blood flow and even with health, even with weight as well. But there's so many, like if you have any of these, if you have trouble sleeping, you should jump on the CBD oil. So I decided to create a CBD oil supplement that's THC free, because then there's some with THC that will get you a little high. And I didn't want that. And my wife didn't want that, specifically for her job. So we had to make sure that the CBD oil, CBD hemp oil that I created, with the help of my manufacturers, was something that I could take, my wife could take, and so that we can start implementing it. My sister's taking it, and so got it. Trying to get my whole family on it, really. So if you guys want to hook that up, so I decided I'm going to do one, and that way all of the people who I speak with, all of you guys out there, know that, okay, well, Funk's got trusted supplements. He's a trusted person. I trust what he says. So he's put his name on this. So you know what? I'm going to try his CBD oil. And again, it's THC free. So this is perfect for someone who's never taken this before or not taking it and want to just see, okay, how is this going to affect me? What is this all, you know, how, just to try it and see if this affects you and you get some benefits out of it, which I know you will 100%. You're going to get better sleep. You're going to get better, you know, less inflammation. If you have anxiety and stress, this is going to be huge for you, man. This is going to be huge. You got to and CBD oil, you got to take it. It's not just going to happen right away. Like, you got to take it for a month just to get everything going and get your body used to it. And then you start seeing the benefits. It's not something that you just take one time and it happens. Although with sleep, you start taking it one time and it happens. And with inflammation, you start taking it one time and you get less inflammation. I do know that. But with some of the other things, you just really have to keep taking it for a while. So that being said, guys, make sure you go to over40shred.com. /CBD and grab my CBD oil. It's $20 off for you guys. Again, over40shred.com /CBD. Grab our CBD hemp oil, man. It's crazy. I can't even keep it on the shelves. And if you're listening to this right now, man, just stop this right now. Go order it and then come back. Or if you need more information on, you know, on the benefits of it, and then listen to the podcast. After the podcast, go to over40shred.com /CBD and grab it now, man. It's $20 off. I'm hooking you guys up. Free shipping in the US and Canada too. So like, it's shipped to your door. So, you know, without you even like worrying about shipping. So get that in now. Wow. Okay. So that being said, let's get to this podcast episode. I think this is going to be one of those big podcast episodes that get lots of downloads because a lot of people want to know information. So anyways, let's get to the episode with Angelina, my girl from Blessed Edibles, and get it done. We are live. We are live. We are live, my brothers, and welcome to the Over 40 Shred podcast, the project with your host, Funk Roberts. And today, I am super excited because I think this is probably going to be one of our most listened to, downloaded, popular subjects ever, I think. I don't know because I don't know shit about cannabis, to tell you guys the truth. You probably think, oh man, your brother, you smoked all the, you know what you're talking about, man. You know Cheech and Chong, you know, Snoop Dogg. Come on, man. You know that, but I don't know shit about cannabis. I can tell you that right now. And I'm not saying that I'm proud of it. I'm not saying that, yeah, you know, you guys are here. It's just, I was never a really good smoker back in the day. Yes, as I was mentioning to Angelina, who is our guest, and I will introduce her in a second. If you don't cough, you don't get off. And that's what my friend used to always say, because I would cough my brains out. But I just didn't do it. So, but I know that now that, you know, here in Toronto and Canada, the legalization of pot is happening. It's happened, and it's happening like,
12 days.
Okay.
October 17th. Yeah.
There you go. October 17th. So, you know, we're going to see a lot more. I don't know what we're going to see. I have no clue what we're going to see. But what I want to do is I want to talk about cannabis and for us guys over 40, because there's a lot of benefits. There's also a lot of myths. And so I thought having my girl here, Angelina, who owns Blessed Edibles, she is deep into this industry. She knows a lot about it, and you've been on podcasts and other things as well, written articles and what have you.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
And she's also a Muay Thai fighter, and we train at the same gym. We train together. So this is why I can't. I bring you the best, guys. I bring you the best so that we can learn from the best. And listen, I'm learning like you. So I'm going to be asking questions. I may sound silly, but listen, man, that's how I do, man. Anyways, welcome, Angelina.
Thank you so much for having me. An absolute honor. Yes.
Yeah, man, no, it's amazing that you're on here. Listen, educate us. Educate us, brothers. Educate us over 40 men, 50 men, 60 men. And maybe a lot of you guys have been smoking forever, and some never smoked and some used to smoke. But first of all, let us know who you are.
All right. Let us
know who you are.
I go by Angelina Blessed. I have been training in Muay Thai for the last 13 years. And I feel like I did everything wrong. I trained as hard as I could. I got punched in the face. I got concussions. I thought that was just all part of it. And it's not. So after lots of fights and lots of time in Thailand and multiple concussions and broken orbital bones, I had to kind of change something for myself. I didn't want to take painkillers anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go that route. I saw the ill effects of that. So I decided, you know, I was watching all my boys, all the champion fighters that I've trained with for a bazillion years, and I never understood it. And they would all smoke weed and then go and train like beasts. And I'm just like, look at those guys. How do they do that? I think I'd be on the couch.
Yeah.
And I never understood it. So after enough injuries, I decided that I myself didn't want to smoke weed, but wanted to somehow enjoy the benefits because I didn't want it to affect my lungs with all the running that I do. Right. So I started to make some oils and butters. And after I started to make some cookies, and then I spread it around to the Muay Thai boys that I train with. And that just kind of spurred something and it made sense for me. And all of a sudden I was sleeping better. And then I was eating a little bit better. And it was that whole kind of the train, treat, repeat philosophy kind of started, and realizing that the more I was resting and floating and the better I was eating. So the more rest I was doing, the better my training would be the next day. After my cortisol levels had really hit a low, I wasn't really understanding. Like, I take a day off, I'm like, well, I took a rest day. I'm not understanding. And then I'd get to the gym and I'd have another stupid injury. And it was just this whole kind of thing. So after I started making the oils, I had brought some to some dispensaries and had talked to some people and got into the hands of Damian Abraham, who was working with Vice. And we did an episode called Cannabis Candyland. Okay. And that's over 2 million views at this point. And
That's on Vice. Like,
that's on Vice.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yeah. Okay. Cannabis Candyland. Okay. And it showed all the Toronto edibles makers. And it was really funny because all the other guys were wearing masks and had voiceovers. And I'm like, hi, everybody, I'm Angelina. And I never really saw a point of hiding it, because what I saw was me just helping people. And that's what I would do. So I would take people's medical cannabis and turn it into oils for them. Oh, and nice. just be able to help people medicate in a better, more efficient way and safely. So I started with that. Since then, we have taken the company legal. And we will be soon partnering with a licensed producer. We're in the middle of some contracts right now, and hopefully that will all go through lovely. And we will start to produce out of a legal facility. We're thinking probably in BC. And then from that comes national distribution, hopefully, and global takeover. So besides that, yes. You know.
I love that. I love your, I love it. That's exactly global takeover.
I just, when you believe in the product and you believe in what you're doing and you can see the difference that you've made in people's lives, it's a different kind of feeling. And I know that if a chocolate bar gets into Joe Rogan's hands, then he talks about it, or your hands and you talk about it, then we're all helping athletes recover. And that's really important. So yeah,
for sure. I love it. I think it's amazing because, you know, most people think of pot as Cheech and Chong, pothead, especially us guys over 40, because, you know, Cheech and Chong's, we grew up with potheads,
right?
You know, kind of like, you know, oh, I'm going to smoke pot. I'm going to be out on the couch. I'm just going to be eating a ton. I'm going to gain weight. I'm just going to be like out of commission and that sort of thing. But we don't think about all this other stuff now that you're talking about.
Well, as I did the research and realizing, for us as Muay Thai fighters, having to stay within a weight category, in looking at the edibles that were on the market, they were all like cereal bars, gummies, things that were just super, super sugary. And that didn't make any sense to me because I'm not into sugar and I'm just trying to keep the inflammation in my body down to a better level. So what made sense for me to start doing low sugar, high fat, healthier edibles, so that people can come home, have a square of chocolate and just know exactly what is in that precise dose and know exactly what they're getting and know that they're not taking in an extra 400 calories or 28 grams of sugar.
Okay. So let's back up and talk about let me understand what, when you talk about edibles, when you talk about CBD,
right.
You talked about that, but like, what is it? What is this? What is it?
Okay. So when you take a normal cannabis plant, that grows out of the ground, it can be one of two things. It's going to be male or it's going to be female. So the female plant is cannabis, and that's what you would want. That's where all the medicinal properties are. So in that plant, you're getting between 25% dry weight THC. And so that has a high cannabinoid content.
What's THC?
THC is the psychoactive component of the plant. Okay. So that is where a lot of the medicine lies.
Okay.
The THC is what gets you high.
Okay.
Now, there is a CBD plant as well that will have a higher cannabinoid count and a low THC count.
Right.
So that is for people that are looking for not getting high, that is looking for a reduction in inflammation and will help the body to recover. CBD in high doses will shrink tumors. So it is a really incredible plant. Now, what you're seeing on the market right now is hemp-based CBD. Okay. So hemp-based CBD is a kind of a, it's a whole different thing. So that's industrial hemp. So it's less than 1% THC, contains like little enough THC that it absolutely won't be able to get you high. But in my opinion, this is kind of the snake oil of the market. People are charging $175 for 100 ml. And in my opinion, I think you're getting as much anti-inflammation benefits as, say, taking a bunch of hemp hearts or, say, hemp oil. I believe that the higher cannabinoid content is what will give you the most relief from the pain that you're feeling.
So if we're going to, if there's the three things that you just mentioned, the THC, the CBD, mm-hmm. and the hemp CBD,
right?
You gravitate to the CBD only. Or is it the hemp CBD? Is that what you're saying?
That's the hemp CBD? The cannabis CBD is what I would gravitate to.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, people will feel the effects of it. So I start very slowly with people that I'm trying to introduce it to. A lot of people have this kind of real fear as to what it's going to be. And it's when you really sit down with it, it's kind of funny because people are afraid to relax. It's like getting people into the float tank. They're like, oh God, I couldn't possibly not check Instagram for a full hour. Well, no, yeah, we need to relax. Like my father, it's been a struggle of knowing that he has anxiety, knowing that he goes too hard, knowing that his brain doesn't shut off, and just wishing just a little bit of peace for him. Yeah. And, you know, being a 73-year-old man, he's not understanding that, because that's how he's been. You know, there haven't been options for him. So now, like, he's running a little book club out of Barrie, and he's introducing all these 60 and 70-year-old ladies to one little square of chocolate instead of drinking booze. And I just think that's incredible. So
that's amazing. And that's funny you say that about your father, because I'm like that. I'm very... I'm go, you know, like my brain does not shut off. So I can go 20 hours doing my business and training, what have you, and, you know, go to sleep and still this is going.
Yeah. It's hard for me.
What have you. And just, you know, so, being able to relax, like I find it very hard to sit in front of the TV and chill out. I should go upstairs and,
you know. Now are you waking up at like 4 o'clock and then five, and then are you awake, super awake for 2 hours and then you're going back to sleep, or do you just start your day as soon as your eyes open?
My day starts at 5 or 4:30 and I'm in bed at, you know, well now I'm in trying to get to bed like 10:30 ish because of you know, training and what have you and recovery and making sure that my cortisol is high and that sort of thing. But I could back in the, when I was really big with my business, I would go from, you know, 4 a.m. till 12. I just day in, day out, and not, you know, just obviously breaking down my body and my mind. But, you know, I do find it, I know that I need to do it, and I just find it a little bit hard and uncomfortable. But then once you get into that, it's great. So yeah, that you talking about this is really,
Well, we push so hard. We push hard in training. We push hard in life. There's too much screen time. Yeah. So it is really just about kind of shutting it down.
Totally.
Now, what's really going to make a difference is, you know, because people are so scared of it, it is about finding the right standard dosing that would be right for everybody. You know, like, so the person who messaged me today, definitely, you know, he had no experience training on cannabis and no experience with cannabis. Right. So I'm like, I don't really think you should just get yourself high and just throw yourself into the gym. It would probably be a pretty scary experience for you, because if you're just walking into a dispensary, you're going to get whatever strain of cannabis. You don't know where it's from. You don't know if it's got pesticides in it. You don't know if it's going to have 5% THC or 27% THC.
Right.
Now with the hydroponics and everything that's happened over the last 20 years, the average percentage of THC in a joint, say for like during Woodstock, would have been about 5%. Now it's sitting between 20 and 25. So people can have one or two puffs and get extremely high. So it is, you know,
I did used to dabble in weed cookies. I do remember that.
All right. Like
9 years ago. And I did it just to get the psychedelic, you know, partying type thing. And
okay. I
mean, those really crushed me. Yeah, those really crushed me.
Were you making them? Did somebody make them for you? Did you have any idea?
We used to go to the beach and we used to buy them, and I guess or something or whatever. But again, that's like 9 years ago, so it's a while ago. But
did they help your body though? Like you were taking them recreationally?
Yeah, I was taking them recreationally, so I didn't know. I didn't know, because that was in my drug days where, okay, I'm going to do E, I'm going to do fucking, excuse me.
Look at you. Wow. Seriously. Is your wife going to hear this?
I used to do a lot of drugs.
You know? Wow. Okay.
I don't know if you guys know that, but.
No, you know, we've never had this conversation before, right? No.
Because this is, all my listeners. They know that I used to be a professional athlete. So with that comes a lot of partying.
Yeah.
And then even after that, when I started to, you know, my body wasn't right and I wasn't feeling right. And you know, I was making that change from 30s to 40s and didn't realize that it was testosterone and, you know, just everything wasn't there. I was, you know, would party a lot and, you know, dabble here and there and just, you know, drink a lot, party a lot, do all that kind of stuff. And weed, cookies were part of it. So I didn't associate the weed with, you know, I didn't put in the same bucket as, you know, training, you know, benefits of training, you know, mind, that sort of thing. So I never equated that to it. And I always have had that, you know, I've never had that connection until now where you're starting to open my mind up on this kind of stuff. So it's really,
it was really funny because I never ever would have thought about bringing it into the Muay Thai world, mostly because of like a fear of getting in trouble, fear of whatever. But I started doing it with running because that's kind of my favorite. You're a massive
runner, right? Like let's talk about running. Like you can run for days.
I love running. But I love running because I have anxiety and it's the only kind of play. Everyone's like, you're so skinny. I'm like, cause I'm crazy right now. So I'm just Forrest Gump. Like, don't disturb me. Mm. I'm high and I'm running. So, I do, I'll eat edibles and I'll smoke a little weed and I will go for crazy runs. So that started with me doing it with a couple of friends. Yeah. It actually really started when I was out west and I hit a bong before going for a run with Ross Rebliati, the Olympian snowboarder. Yes. And, had the best run of my life. I'm like, wow. So you just, it makes you forget about the pain in your lungs, the pain in your body. It takes you out of your head. You're not like, my lungs are burning. My lungs are burning. Yeah. You're listening to your music. You're singing your lyrics and you're going like, it's made my run so much more enjoyable for me. We started a running group in Parkdale called the Ripped Runners and we were doing trail runs. So I'm usually like the 5K Muay Thai run.
Yeah.
And now then like last summer, we were doing like 15K trail runs and just stopping and blazing and just really loving it. Like just really getting to enjoy it. So
that's amazing. So, okay. So now we've talked about, okay. So CBD, that's the cannabis CBD. That's where you lie. The hemp CBD is just crazy, right?
Well, that's there's not enough THC to really make it worthwhile. It is extremely safe for anybody super, super worried about it. But if you have any sort of medical conditions, then it's not really going to do enough for you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then just the THC side of it, where you're just going to get high. That's
right. You know, it's good. Like it could be a total recreational buzz, or it could be something really strong, like a really high concentrate that will go in and that will kill cancer cells. So it kind of depends what you're doing it. You know, the goal is to administer consistent, measurable doses of CBD rich cannabis, of a CBD rich cannabis remedy, with as much THC as a person is comfortable with. Okay. So my THC level is going to be very different from your THC and everybody's DNA is different. So like, it's the same sort of thing. Like if you and I sat down and had a couple shots of vodka right now, your effect would probably like be different than mine. I haven't had a drink in years, but it will affect differently. And if you are consuming it, so if you're consuming it when you're smoking it and within 90 seconds it's hitting your bloodstream. So you're going to feel the effects right away. It will kind of come in and out within 2 hours. Okay. Now, if you're eating it, your liver has to process it and it's producing, it's a really big long word. I'm going to forget it right now, but it's,
sure, no problem.
Once your liver metabolizes it, it actually makes it 5 times stronger. So it will have longer effects. It will have stronger effects and continue to get stronger as your body metabolizes it.
Right. See that in all this. God, yeah. I understand that.
So you have to really manage the psychoactivity. Person sensitivity to THC is key to implementing like an effective treatment regime for them. So,
I love it. Okay. So now a person's like, okay, I'm intrigued. They're saying I'm intrigued. I'm 45 years old or let me talk about myself. I'm intrigued. I'm going to talk, you know what? I'm going to pretend I'm going to put myself in this. I'm 49. I'm intrigued.
Right.
You know, I've got this great workout regime. I've got great nutrition but I still have some ailments or, you know, there are a lot of benefits to,
like I watch you guys, I watch you and your wife come in and, you know, she said to me the other day, she's like, because you guys come in like 20 to 30 minutes ahead of class. Mm-hmm. You're doing your stretches, you're doing your hip opening exercises. And she's like, what's the difference? And I just want to say, I'm like, it's the weed. It is the weed. Yeah. So, cause you know, I would assume that Ange and I and you, we all eat the same. We all eat very clean. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're all doing a lot of the same things. We're working out the same sort of way.
Yeah.
Why am I like, I'm not sore.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sore like shit right now, man, like, my entire body from my head all the way down to my toes is extremely, extremely, I can't even.
Like my hip's a little sore today, but like I, besides that, I'm pain free. And we did a crazy workout. I'm more mentally exhausted than anything today, yeah. But I'm not feeling any pain in my body. So
okay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's huge because again, as we get older, you know, things like joint pain starts to increase and injuries here and there. And that's not just because we're getting older. That's also lifestyle. You know, the food you eat, the inflammation increase, the cortisol increase.
Absolutely.
That stuff. But once you start to get that in play, you know, reality is we are getting older. We can't recover as fast as we used to. And, you know, all these things happen. So, you know, having, I guess, this additional help, putting our minds right. Like what,
right.
You know what I mean? Right.
It is about, making yourself feel a little better. And, you know, like I don't want to train the way that I did, even seven, like five, just, I don't want to know 2 years ago. I don't want to train that way anymore. Yeah. I don't want to do the, hour long cardio warm-ups and the, 100 teeps to the bag and then another 100 teeps to the bag, you know, cause we do 40 well. And then the rest are crap. And the rest mm-hmm. of you, I'm just like stripping my hip flexor. And it's just like, it's now that I have the smarts to be able to train correctly, I want to make sure that I can do this as long as possible.
Right. Right. Yeah. So like, it's not legal. Cannabis, you know, pot is not legal everywhere, but where it is legal, then you should definitely take advantage, I guess, of, you know, so the next step is, okay, I want to learn, I want to try this. What would you suggest? Now you're talking about oils, butters, and cookies, which are more my liking.
Right. I know that this is just audio, but I brought some stuff out so I can show you what's kind of going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is nice. Broken Coast. So this is what legal medicinal weed packaging looks like. Okay, so on the back of it, it has my full prescription. So this is a certain strain that I like. So this is, Broken Coast is from BC, really organic. You can see it's like super medicinal, childproof.
That's your stuff or that's just a...
No, this is, Broken Coast is a licensed producer out in BC. And this is who me as a medical patient, I have to get my weed. My weed gets put in the mail. Right. And I pick my strains online and then they mail it to me. So that's what legal weed will look like. And
what does it look like? Show me what it looks like.
Legal weed will be in the mail. Like, so if legalization happens October 17th, we won't have any stores until April. So
next year.
Right.
Yeah. 2019. Okay. So it's green and it's brown and it's okay. It looks like weed, guys.
That's
so
what it looks like. Right, weed. It smells delicious.
Yeah. We'll probably like in the show notes of this, we'll probably
take little pics or whatever. Yeah. We'll
take some pics. Yeah. Maybe you can send that pic off to me.
Right. I can send you all sorts of pics. So that was actually grown by a good friend of mine. So super organic. And I know exactly how it's been processed. Like if you're grabbing weed from a dispensary in Toronto, you don't know what it is. You don't know how it's been cured. Yeah. Most people are using pesticides and herbicides in it. So if it hasn't been cleaned properly for the last 2 weeks of the cycle, all of that stuff will be in it. And so all of those funny symptoms that people talked about, 80s, 90s, whatever, about how they're feeling foggy and how they're feeling this. A lot of that is just the chemicals that are left over in the weed. Okay. So, you know, sometimes I've had my lips feel numb. Well, that's just the chemicals that are left over. That's pesticides.
Okay.
So from the weed, we make these.
So you're showing us
a capsule. Okay, that's a gel cap. Okay. So this is MCT oil. So medium chain triglycerides, which you probably take on the daily basis.
Totally.
And these are CBD capsules. So CBD made from the concentrate, and I'm making it. I take a concentrate and I infuse it into MCT oil.
Yeah.
And you can pop one of these at night, and this is better than any Advil you will ever take without any liver damage. This is putting like the healthy fats into your system.
Yeah.
This is anti-inflammatory.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah,
that's massive. Like I want to try that.
You will try it. Absolutely. It will make a massive difference in your life. And I've given it to everybody and everyone will say the same thing. This is, it is, so, it is the future for sure.
So for you guys, I know you can't see guys, but basically Angelina just showed me a capsule, just a little capsule. And in that capsule, there was MCT and CBD. And like you said, that's, it'll help with, you know, inflammation, soreness, sleep,
right.
all that stuff.
Like the real sweet spot is the combined effects of THC and CBD as a full entourage effect. Okay. So, you know, like it's like the difference of like you could lick an Advil or you could take an Advil, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like depending on what you're going to get. So you're like the compounds work together to benefit us the more, like more than if we were just taking them alone, right? So mm-hmm. like you could take the hemp-based CBD, but if you add that plus a little THC plus a little whatever, you're going to get the best sort of entourage effect. So
right. That's awesome. That's okay. Yeah. Right. So already I'm there because one of the, like I said, one of the things that I found out, because one of the things I used to equate cannabis and pot smoking with is lower testosterone.
Okay.
Because I read an art, when I was doing my research, I literally read one, and this is not what I usually do. I usually go to 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 different, you know, research papers or scientific papers about the same thing. But when I went to pot, I kind of like, and that's probably because the way my mind was probably like, oh, okay, pot lowers testosterone, great, and that's it. Like maybe that's what I wanted to hear, right? Maybe
right.
I wanted to hear that, but right. what it turns out is. That one 1974 research was just the only one that proved, because in subsequent years, even that same year, someone tried to replicate the same thing where, you know, people had 700 thing of testosterone mm-hmm. on the 400, their count, the cannabis smokers, pot smokers, but, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 different research scientific studies could not replicate that. So in other words, cannabis does not lower your testosterone. Now, like you were mentioning, we talked about offline.
Right.
If you're smoking like 20 joints a day, yeah, you're going to, it's going to have some effect, and it's definitely going to have some effect on your testosterone. But knowing that your testosterone is safe.
Right.
That's huge, because again, with you guys over 40, you know that that's literally the very first thing we need to focus on is the ways to improve our testosterone and keep cortisol levels down and keep our inflammation down and keep our estrogen right. levels low. So that's great news in that sense.
Absolutely.
It's just finding, you know, what you said, the right ones and the right way to take it, or I guess there's no right way because everyone's different, right?
It works differently for everybody. And the way we ingest cannabis, the different methods, the cannabinoids affect us in different ways. So the different organs will metabolize the same cannabinoid differently. And therefore, the end feeling and result can be drastically different with the same extraction. So kind of depending on who. So from the capsule, yeah. you can kind of go with anything. So like this is a CBD donut. So this is vegan.
Purple donut, yeah.
So this is vegan, and this has 15 milligrams of CBD oil derived from cannabis.
Yeah.
Now, from there, we get into things like this, which is a topical I make. It's completely organic. So this has THC and CBD with shea butter, cocoa butter, and coconut oil.
You just rub it on your body?
I just rub it on my body. Now, I make like a Thai oil that's infused as well for spot treatments.
Really?
Yeah. So I take the Thai oil that we always get in Thailand, and then I just put it in something else, and then I just put some weed in it. You know, that's kind of what I do.
That's amazing.
So from there, you know, if you just didn't want to, say, smoke cannabis because you didn't want any of the carcinogens, you get into things like this. So this is a vape pen.
Oh, vape pen. Yeah, yeah.
So you're not getting any of the carcinogens at all.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Vape it up. Nice, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And then to get into more fun things, so this is an infused kombucha.
Okay. Wow.
So I think drinks will really be the future.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen in Ontario is that restaurants will actually be able to be licensed.
Oh wow. Yeah. So
we'll be able to walk into restaurants and they're either going to be able to service cannabis. But I think kind of what's going to happen to kind of keep people, because I think this whole new generation of new weed smokers, nobody's going to want to leave the house for the first little bit.
Yeah,
you know, like for myself, I can consume and go anywhere and feel comfortable with it because
yeah.
I'm kind of in that mindset. Now, right. newer smokers are going to feel weird. They're going to feel yeah. off. As I would say if I was drinking alcohol or having a kind of other different sort of feeling put into me that I wasn't comfortable with.
Right.
So I feel that people go to restaurants, they're going to have a drink within 15 minutes because of the carbonation of the kombucha and the fermentation, the effects will hit you within 15 minutes.
Right.
Where when you're eating a cannabis edible, it's going to take up to an hour and a half to actually get through your liver to metabolize it. So I think you're going to go, you're going to have a drink, you're going to feel a little relaxed, you're going to eat all the pasta, and then, you know, and then you'll be able to kind of go home. So that I think drinks will be massive. I also make a little pucks, which I make bulletproof coffees with in the morning. So little infused pucks. Now, like heavy doses of CBD, I wouldn't recommend for athletes in the morning. You'll feel really relaxed tonight, especially you with the way that your brain goes and you want to get shit done. Yeah. You're not going to want to feel that super relaxed during the day because we do have a lot to accomplish. But CBD timing for absolutely timing is super huge. Yeah.
Like, so it's funny. I'm just going to touch on one thing we talked about is what's going to be popular here in Ontario.
Yes.
Because, you know, one of the things that we talk about now is, you know, people not smoking, right?
Right.
Like, That's the whole thing. Like, it's not cool to smoke anymore, apparently. Like, it's not cool to smoke anymore.
No. The Colorado is showing 2-to-1edibles over flower sales. So
people who are going to smoke it.
Right. So people are not wanting to smoke. And that's it. Like, I can't picture smoking a joint with, you know, my dad, but I could give him a piece of chocolate, you know, like I could feel that for sure, but it's really going to be about.
How old's your dad?
73.
And he, what does he do with the Berry Girls?
He's he's got a little book club. So they were all boozing it up and they had kind of a conversation about it that they don't want to be drinking. And and people don't want to go home and take a Valium at night. And, you know, people want to go home and relax, but it is, it's a different kind of feeling now. And, you know, you're wanting to improve your sex life. This is a great way to start. You know, we make cannabis infused lubes.
Why does that improve your sex life? What does it do?
Opens you up a little bit, makes you a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, like it has having a partner that will consume with you, it is a fun little experimentation and sure. So I make a cannabis infused lube for people that aren't using condoms, and I'm not going to make eye contact with you while I talk about this, but
I'm married
so for women it's saying that it will increase women's orgasms up to 5 times. Wow. So it won't actually make the woman high, but her parts will actually swell a lot. So it increases blood flow to the area. Okay. Now, the man won't get high unless he goes down on her, right. Or unless there's anal play involved. And through that, you will get high.
Okay. So guys, there you go.
There's a little tip there. Yeah.
let's experiment a bit. You know, you want to keep things, fresh.
Want to keep things fresh. That's kind of the way to do it.
You want to, get back into the sack. You know, a lot of guys were having problems with that, which is, you know, it happens to us as we get older. But, you know, if we can regain our mojo, then we can use CBDs to help us. That's amazing.
When you smoke, vape, or eat weed, it's chemical compounds or cannabinoids combined with your brain and body receptors that regulate appetite, pain, emotions, and memory.
Right.
Yeah. So when you ingest it, like the very natural process of exercise-induced endocannabinoids, it's the same as runner's high.
Right. So, okay. So that's good. So what? So I mean, now we're learning the tons of health benefits for cannabis. You know, cancer fighting. You know, people with autism are using it. Depression, even.
Yeah.
Diabetes, like
children with epilepsy. Everything.
So that's. I mean, that's amazing. Right.
It's huge. And it will make a difference, but it's not going to be about people going out and smoking massive cannons. It won't be about that. It'll be very little bits, right? So the average black market brownie that's out there, like if you walked into a green market right now and you bought a brownie, the average milligram dose is going to be about 150 to 200 milligrams. Right. Now, the legal dose in, say, they haven't told Ontario what our legal dose is going to be, but Colorado, Denver, they're all sitting at around 10 milligrams.
Wow.
So, but people who have not touched weed before will feel between 1 and 3 milligrams.
Okay, that's so, what I'm asking. So 1 and 3 is all you really need if you've never.
Yeah, like if you want to, like 5 to 10 tops. But, you know, like for a big guy like you, I'm sure you could handle, I'd say like 8, right? You know, like, because you're also open-minded. You're not, you know, like, but if you just went to a black market and grabbed a brownie and ate 150 milligrams, you will green out, throw up, hallucinate, you know, like no one has ever died. You will want to, but you will, but you won't.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, I remember some weed cookie episodes were really.
And that's the unfortunate part is that everybody has that scary brownie story, right? So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In regards to, you know, we talked about, I've heard about concussions and how that helps.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, that's really why I got into it. I wasn't consuming a lot of alcohol a lot of weed, except for after training, just to kind of shut it down until I received my concussion about a year and a half ago. And it was terrible. I took an uppercut that took me off my feet by a big guy. Yeah. About 20 to 30 minutes later, the room started spinning. I started throwing up. And it was just massive speech delays. I couldn't touch my nose. Like the doctor was like, touch your nose, touch my finger. And I knew that I was messing it up, but I couldn't do it. So they tried to give me all sorts of painkillers, and I just went home and I took massive doses of CBD and just kind of shut it down. I'm very comfortable being high. So I just knew that, you know, just get in the dark, just shut it down. Just try to take as much inflammation off of my head as possible. So, dosed myself extremely heavily, and then got into the float tank. So that, you know, really taking the immense pressure off of the brain is the best way to do it. And talking to any football player, any big sport guy, and that is absolutely what has helped them, just to remove the inflammation. The newest studies of CBD and CBD specifically with athletes is that they're finding the results of concussions to be lowered when they're taking it preemptively. So it's even, you know, so the difference between two athletes who are training the same, the one that's taking CBD all the time will receive less concussions and head injuries. Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's again, so athletes, so this is going to be kind of the, I think it's definitely going to be the future once more.
It will be the future. And UFC is changing the rules as well. So they're allowed to have CBD, I believe, up until 6 hours before they fight now, think.
Okay.
Yeah. So they have changed it. And then THC is allowed, I believe, a couple of weeks is what it is. But maybe you can tell me better after the next UFC fight.
Yeah, for sure. So pricing. So what can someone expect to pay or spend? You know, if they're going for the first time, they're like, okay, all I need is 1 to 3. You know, this is the first time. So let me just try 3.
Okay. So basically, like a chocolate bar will usually run about $20. Now, a chocolate bar has 10 squares in it, and each square is 12 milligrams. So, like, you would probably take a bar and you'd have to, like, you could have like a quarter of a square, you know, and you just kind of go that way and you give yourself an hour and a half and you see how you feel, and then you eat more if you want to eat more. Right. My best advice is that you can always eat more, you can eat less. The unfortunate part is that it's so delicious that you won't just want to have a quarter of a square.
Right. And that's $20. So that's nothing. Like, that'll last you if you're just kind of doing it.
And that's it. It would be in your fridge and it would last for a long time, right?
Yeah, because you're not doing it multiple times a day. Like, if it's the first time, you're just going to try it once.
Exactly. I'm just reaching into my fridge right now. So this is a couple of squares left of the chocolate bar.
Right. Okay. Cool.
So there's four squares there. That's vegan, gluten free. Yeah. And so it's 12 milligrams of THC and 5 milligrams of CBD oil per square. So really, really well rounded.
Yeah.
But like, there's so much to think about when taking edibles. Like, if packaging says 120 milligrams, is that 120 milligrams of concentrate? Is that 120 milligrams from whole bud cannabis?
Yeah.
And there's a big difference, because from concentrate, that could be 1,000 milligrams of THC. So there is a big difference between them.
So you have to educate yourself before you even go out there, because it seems like there's just so, like, if I look online or whatever, or I watch TV and someone walks into a a store, you know, a legalized selling place. It's just, there's just so much. It's like going into a supplement store and seeing all these supplements.
It would be like walking into a supplement store when all of the supplements look the same.
Yeah.
With no packaging. You just see a sea of green, right? Yeah. So how do you know?
Yeah. Or they're all, it's all protein, but it's different type of protein. You know you need protein, but do I need vegan protein? Do I need pea protein? Do I need whey protein? Do I need, you know, like what? And then do I need, is it this protein has 28 grams? This has 20, you know, like.
Right.
You have to do your research, I'm assuming, before.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I take calls all the time. And so yesterday I had a call from somebody who had a friend who has cancer and it's stage 4 cancer. And what do we do? I'm like, okay, well, what are we doing? Are we trying to kill the cancer? Are we making them, is this a palliative care thing? Have they taken THC before? Are they comfortable with THC? So we have all the doctors on standby that can help to prescribe these things. Sorry, go ahead.
And what I was going to say, are doctors comfortable with this? Like, are doctors on board with this? Are most, what are doctors saying about all this?
Well, some doctors are. So I had, because of my concussion, I had a referral from one of my doctors and that allowed me to get my medical prescription. Okay. Now, when I had to get that medical prescription renewed, I walked to a walk-in clinic and I had a doctor tell me that there was no evidence suggesting that cannabis actually helps.
Right.
And I said, but you would have no problem putting opiates in my hand, right?
Right.
He was like, fine. But, so I feel that they don't know. Now, the doctors that I talk to are really wonderful doctors. So if you have, say, somebody that has cancer, I would suggest that you go to inhalemd.com. So that is a place, a friend of mine runs it. He is the head cannabinoid doctor from Harvard. And you want to know stuff about weed? He is the guy. So he specializes in women's issues. But he knows the exact prescription. So if somebody has cancer, you give them this many milligrams of THC per kilogram of body weight.
If someone has diabetes, if someone has all that stuff too.
And absolutely. That's
what cannabis has helped, you know, that those type of things, those ailments, right? Those,
absolutely. Yeah.
Those things. Wow, it's crazy. This is definitely headaches, nausea.
Headaches, nausea.
Like, it's crazy. Obsessive disorder.
Yep, absolutely. OCD, Parkinson's, it has a use for everybody and it is a proper supplement. You know, I'm not suggesting that everybody smokes weed from morning until night. I'm not suggesting that, I'm not even suggesting that people smoke, but I believe that in really small doses, it really can add a massive benefit to people's lives.
Right, right. So guys who are, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, I'm going to go back to your dad because you said that he's introduced pot chocolates to the book club. So now the book club, instead of drinking wine and, you know, raising their cortisol levels and gaining weight and just
being
unhealthy, now they're what?
Now they're having a giggle, just a little more relaxed, a little more easygoing, you know, in small doses. It's just kind of taking a little bit of that edge off.
Right.
You know, just taking a little bit of that weight off of your shoulders.
Yeah. And everyone's comfortable and healthy.
Right. They're going to go home. They're going to eat a little better. Well, they're going to eat. Your food choices are none of my business, but
if you're going to try this, men, guys, stick to the over 40 shred nutrition plan.
Right.
or do it on your cheat day.
And eat all the donuts. Yeah.
That's awesome. What else? So there's a lot of, you know, like you said, oil, butters. I mean, that kind of stuff intrigues me because, you know, for me, the capsule is probably where I would, what I would try.
Right.
Beginning. The butters. Butter that you put in your food, you mean? No, butter that you put in your food.
Well, you know, like I have butter, like I have,
right?
For myself, like I can eat it everything. I butter my toast with it. Like I absolutely. Okay,
that's what I mean. So butter that you put
You know, you could make a stir fry with that oil under a low enough temperature. You know, like you can absolutely put it into everything. Absolutely. Yeah. I do think that the oils and the butters are kind of the best bet, especially for us that are like under kind of dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
And adding that extra fat and the way that it kind of adheres to the fats really goes into your system nicely.
Yeah, I love the MCT oil CBD.
Yeah. The CBD capsules we're using the Bulletproof MCT for it as well. So it really is about the best quality. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see. Okay. Yeah. That's good. So that's probably what I'm going to try.
Right.
I get the green light from my wife.
That'll be after the 17th, I'm assuming, but yeah. That'll
be the 18th.
I'm going to be there like, oh man.
Hey, here's a question for you because, yeah. You know, in all seriousness, I'm traveling to Thailand. I would not take these to Thailand, right? Because
No. The CBD capsules have plant matter in them, so the dogs would be able to smell them. Yeah. Any concentrates like from a distillate, so like where all of the plant matter is removed, you could technically do it, but again, super illegal and super something that you don't want to mess with going over there. I have heard that Thailand, even though they have extremely strict drug regulations, are starting to look into the medical legality for Thailand, which is really awesome. Huge. So yeah.
That's huge. This is great, man. This is good. This is like a nice intro to cannabis and you know, guys over 40, you know, as we get older, we're again, one of the things is the pain, the joint pain and
right.
You know, and ways that we can continue to live our life pain free or, you know, again, and it's not just looking for Advils and all this stuff. It is your lifestyle. And that's what I kind of show them, you know, the way they eat, exercising, but on the recovery portion, this is a really big, a good recovery tool, right? The cannabis, adding that cannabis is a good recovery tool, I think. From what it sounds like, again, I haven't done this before, so I'm totally green, as they say.
Kind of like a new interesting kind of way in as well is like because every person in Ontario will be allowed to have 4 plants. So you'll be able to have 4 plants on your balcony and you guys can like, so you can have 4 and she can have 4 probably, and you can grow them. And then even if you don't want to get high, as you trim the fan leaves, like those big fat green leaves that you would like see on a typical weed plant, you can take that and put it in your wheatgrass and have, you're getting the acidic form of the THC and the acidic form of the CBD. So that, basically, when you take the weed and you light it, you're basically being a little chemist. So you're converting it from THCA, from the acid form, to THC, and that's when you're getting high. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't heat it, you just stick it through your wheatgrass juicer, you're getting like really massive amounts of high dose of the CBD. So it's the high concentration of the raw cannabinoid acids. Is the perfect balance of fatty acids and will help improve cell function.
What CBD stand for?
It's a cannabidol. Cannabidol like acid. Yeah.
Cannabidol like acid. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So could you throw it into your smoothie? Would you?
Absolutely. So I make weed smoothies all the time. Super high energies. It's an absolute complete protein. It's absolutely incredible.
Can you send us a weed smoothie
photo? Yeah, there's one
recipe and photo, but recipe, like your recipe. What? Just one.
You should just have me on again, and if you have a wheatgrass thing, I'll come and bring leaves, and we can make smoothies.
Right on.
Yeah. Okay. But absolutely. So like super herbaceous plant. It's edible. Yeah. Yeah, it's jam-packed with beneficial cannabinoids that are unique to the cannabis plant, super nutritionally dense. Like it's lovely. Yeah.
Man. All right. Well, this is something that, guys, I mean, this is, if there's something that you've thought about, you've heard about, you know, you're hearing a lot more about the benefits of cannabis and CBDs and how it's helping so many people with really, crazy diseases and conditions and
right.
You know, helping them, you know, using that instead of, you know, chemotherapy, for instance, or, you know, what have you. Yeah, this is a good intro because it's kind of now it's not legal everywhere. I'm in Ontario and it's going to be legal across Canada. So
it will be legal across Canada. You will be able to walk into some shops in Manitoba and British Columbia as of the 17th, but April is when Ontario will start to yeah, will start to open their stores. But if you're wanting legal cannabis, you will have to go online and find a legal producer and they will mail it to you.
Okay.
Or like once you start to buy it, you can buy, so any Canadian will be able to have a full ounce on them. That's 28 grams,
yeah.
Which is crazy because you think about it. So on October 17th, any of you will be able to walk through the airport in Canada with an ounce of weed on you.
That's insane.
So they just released that on October 17th, Vancouver police are allowed to smoke weed on their days off.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
It's not unbelievable. I mean, I think this is where...
But it's a crazy new world. So like October 17th, we're just all going to have weed in the airport. So what is going to be in my check-in? Like, well, I already was traveling with it because I have a license. I'm allowed to, but like, right. You know, nobody else was. So yeah.
Well, it is okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the Over 40 Shred project. I think you're probably going to come on again at some point, I think. But this is a good intro.
I would love to come and make oils, you know, because like your athletes over 40 are not going to want to be smoking weed, I don't think. So like we can show them how to make the oils to get the right medication into their system that can either help them that'll be soon hopefully. So edibles and concentrates will probably still be another 5 to 6 months. They're saying a year after the date, but I know that people are really going to be pushing for it because people don't want to smoke weed. So
right. Yeah.
I do feel a lot brain foggier when I am smoking heavily. Right. It is carcinogenic. So I do feel that. So yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So where can people find you? Where can people connect with you?
You can reach me on Instagram at Blessed Edibles. You can reach me at Blessed Edibles. Hi, Tony. BlessedEdibles.com and BlessedEdibles@gmail.com.
So. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Angelina. I'll see you training.
Yes.
I'll see you on October 18th when I get the green light from my wife to take the oil capsule. What do you?
You know what? I think as excited as I am to treat you, I'm more excited to actually be able to sit down with her and have that conversation because I know the pain that she's feeling, and
yes, it's crazy.
I know how much that this can help.
Yeah. My wife trains a lot, but she's also in pain a lot. So
yeah. Well, I'm going to be 44 this year, so. Okay. So I feel it, you know? Yeah.
And now you feel better.
I feel better because I'm sleeping like a champ and then I get up and I run like a champ. So
before we go, is this going to help with sleep? Because sleep is a massive thing that I talk to these guys about. It's like you need that 7 to 9 hours. We need to keep, again, the cortisol levels. It's when we're sleeping and when we get that quality sleep that testosterone is getting produced. So cortisol levels low, testosterone levels high, which is exactly what we want. But
that was it. I wasn't understanding. I was falling asleep so hard after training. But then at 3 or 4 o'clock, I'd be waking up wide awake.
Yeah.
No chance of me even falling back asleep. And then at 6 or 7, I would crash harder than I had ever crashed before. Yeah. And then just be so terrible when I would wake up a few hours later. Yeah. So cannabis totally cuts that out. So I'm able to sleep through those last few hours.
Yeah.
Like I know that if I gave you half of a CBD donut and half of a THC donut, your body would relax.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good 1-to-1 ratio for a kind of new person to come into. You would sleep really well. You would. Yeah,
the sleep is key for me. Those are the two things that I would, you know, obviously the soreness, because my entire body
from
head to toe is
really
sore because I'm now changing because I have a fight coming up. I've literally, you know, turned and changed into a fight camp style where I am training sometimes twice a day and I'm doing more running and sprinting and all these other things I'm not used to doing. Like, yeah, I'm used to going to the gym, but I'm not like now I have to go and, you know, make sure all these auxiliary stuff is happening. Plus I got to go to Muay Thai class and, you know, hit pads and that's, and I'm not.
And do your work and talk to people and function afterwards and pretend to be happy about life, you know, when it is really extremely hard when you're 20 or when you're 50, like I feel that it's harder as we get older because we're smarter about it and we're understanding a lot more. So training smarter is so important.
It is. Yeah. It's extremely important. I see, like, even with Andy, you know, who I used to work with, he's a MMA fighter, you know, during his camps, he would be broken a lot, like, you know, and he's in phenomenal. So, like, he takes care of his nutrition. He has his
gym,
like, you know, but it's just you are going to be broken when you're in a fight camp. But that's just bottom line. Like, you know, it's just how unbroken can you be?
If that right.
makes sense. I mean, like how, you know, there's going to be some breaks. You're going to feel, you know, sore, whatever. But the less of that you can feel, the better your training is going to be and the better your preparation is going to be for whatever, whether it's a fight or whether it's something athletic, whether it's a, you know, I've got a guy, Alan Morganti, who's in the over 40 brotherhood.
Right.
So yeah, in the brotherhood. I can still hear you in the brotherhood. And he has this bike race that he's doing, 100 miles or something. I don't know what, I can't remember. Sorry, Alan, if I'm butchering. But the whole point is, you know, this could be something that can help him continue to, you know, stay healthy throughout. Yeah. I'm not saying that he's injured, but, you know, the eating, the new eating that he has, he's lost a lot of weight.
Yep.
You know, but there's still, you know, things that can be done, especially
the combinations of the healthy MCT oil with the cannabinoids is such a,
that combination right there, just that you
hook, right. And then, so like I can take that and I can put it into Epsom salts and we can have you can go home and have an infused bath. So, you know, you kind of scrub your body a little bit, you open up your pores, you get into the tub, all of a sudden you're even more relaxed than just having a nice lavender Epsom salt bath. So like, why wouldn't we do those things for ourselves?
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Angelina. You're the best.
My absolute pleasure. Sawadika.
Kapunka. Sawadika.
Yeah. Stay blessed, my friend. Yeah. Amazing.
Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that, because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time. And until next time, get it done.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.